The Volumes of Truth. Volume 7. Roaring Lions. September 20, 2009. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. Behold, I reveal to you a mystery. Concerning these I have chosen, of whom I am also sending, these who must remain, and gather together the second harvest. My witnesses, who shall shout the Lord's proclamation. These shall be left, according to the perception of men, who remain upon the earth in that day. Yet taken, according to those who are changed, and come to know my dwelling place. For such is the way and power of the Lord, for those who come to live in me, and move within my spirit. Yet how can they be both left, and taken, you ask? I tell you the truth. They shall be even as a rose in full bloom, both uprooted and replanted, in one swift stroke. For those whom I have chosen, who are of the special offering, must be changed. Or how shall I send them, and how shall they go for me? By what means shall they endure, when death stalks them as the prey? For as it is written, unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. Behold, they shall move through the multitude unhindered, both seen and unseen, heard and rejected. They shall be as vine dressers in my vineyard, men of promise until the time, husbandmen, in the great and terrible day of the Lord. Yet they shall by no means be given up as lambs to the slaughter, for they shall all be mighty men. They shall roar like young lions. Behold, with a resounding roar, I shall speak through them, and they shall make a great noise. Even in the midst of this most ungodly generation, a terrible sound, assaulting the ears of this wicked multitude, who hate my name and my coming. A loud shout, a blaring trumpet, breaking down the walls, leaving them desolate. Yet to the wild wheat, the broken and refined wheat, those ripe for the second harvest, to them my witnesses shall be as a welcomed rain, in the midst of a 10-year drought, a shelter from the heat at the height of summer. Even as singing doves set on a high branch, beckoning all who hear, to spy them out. Yes, these, my chosen, shall be left in the day of the Lord as beacons, to guide those who yet grovel in the dark, seeking respite. A strong arm to lean upon, for those who yet lack a foothold. Servants who see clearly, though night has fallen. Therefore, beloved, trust in my ways. Run not ahead, nor lag behind. Take my hand, and embrace me tightly. For the time has come, says the Lord.